Rick said, so we'll know where we're at today and how we're making progress as we go along. So as far as what EPA feels today, they feel that Rockaway is serious. I just wanted to let you know.
With Doug's question, is there a contract that has a definite date on it that you guys have with the city of Rockaway? You have 1 year?
1 year.
1 year, and you've got a definite date on the 1 year of operation for that. Now, that goes into another question, and we'll have to talk about these things in executive session. The city itself, is what I heard from him, is talking about a change of ownership. That's a big deal. It's not a something that's going to be, the people are going to be up, they're going to be outraged about it. Some are, some are wanting a quick fix. So I needed to know the date, and we need to know legally how solid that is as far as if they decide to get rid of the plant, if they decide to go with a company or the sewer district or whatever. So I guess, Brad, and that would be between our attorneys, the one in St. Louis and the one and here. So, I mean, that's a big, serious problem. Right now, we're trying to get her fixed. That's the main thing. But to continue, as Doug mentioned, there has to be a plan for the future on this thing, and that's something we're concerned
about. There's the requirement of the EPA order that was sent a couple weeks ago that a plan be sent to EPA by May 20th, I believe. Part of the reason I asked the question a little bit earlier is the city serious, and I wasn't there, so I may be speaking out of turn, but I don't believe the city even discussed that on Friday night. That's what's concerning to me. They don't have somebody working on executing a plan, whether it's Ozarks Environmental or TOG, or somebody of that nature. So,
I seem to know that $60,000, which was the number given to us, doesn't last very long when you go to working with engineers and you go to working with environmental services. Not to say anything against anybody, I'm just saying that money doesn't last very long, and so there's going to have to be resources other places. But there was a rate study done down there, what, last year?
Yeah.
Year before last?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
But a rate study, and at that point, those citizens in Rockaway weren't paying anything hardly at all. And so we need to look at that again with the result of the problem. But before this board has an executive session to discuss something, we need to know what the contracts are. We need to know what the involvement's there.
I have a question. Question for Rick. Do you, I know it's probably hard to tell, what do you think your timeline is on getting the plant cleaned up where you can have shot it and operating it as it's designed? And then when would you have a list prepared?
I'd like to have
it's probably realistically going to take a week to get the north treatment train cleaned out and in shape to transfer stuff over to there. So once you do that, we'll know pretty quickly if a properly functioning aeration system that's treating basically a fourth of the design capacity of that treatment plant, they're running about 150,000 gallons a day through there, if the numbers that I've seen are right, a 600,000 gallons a day plant. We'll know pretty quickly if the existing aeration system can, what it can do. Can it give us enough air to support biology? And if it can't, then we're going to have to get some more horsepower connected to it pretty quickly. Probably the quickest way to get more air on that is to drop some floating mechanical aerators just out in the ditch. And that way you don't have to, you know, buy blowers and run piping and air diffusers and all of that. Nobody ever keeps anything on the shelf anymore. It's got to be ordered and built. And so if there's, I know I'm full of ifs, but like I said, give me a break. We've been there since Saturday and it's noon on Monday. I'll know in 2 weeks what we can do with what we got. And I'll also know in 2 weeks what we've got to do to get to some place where we can all live with it until we make some really permanent improvements. And if we can't live with what we've got and we have to actually order and install equipment, how fast can a manufacturer, can you find some floating mechanical aerators and get them set in there and get them hooked up? 8 weeks? That'd be pretty fast.
Could you do us a huge favor and periodically update us via email?
No problem.
I think that would be a great improvement from the past. The last year and a half I've been involved with this plant. It's like a black hole dealing with it. Past operator in the city.
Yeah.
DMR, discharge monitor reports, just a quick summary of where the plant's at, a summary that you can actually use and get some data from. I think that'd be a big help to us at a staff level that we could pass on to our board. Certainly maybe in a couple weeks, let us know where you're at, and then maybe we get on a monthly basis or something like that. I'd be glad to.
I have no problem with that whatsoever. This is a story that needs to be told. Not just how bad it is, but what's involved in getting it from point A to point B where it needs to be and all those little in-between places, too. So I have no problem with that at all. Do you want me to just email that to you and you can distribute it as you see fit?
I think John Suti and myself would be the two to get it to as far as the county.
I have no problem with that.
We should have a complete update by our next sewer board meeting, which is approximately 3 weeks from now, or 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. At that point, you, from your timeline that you'll
have some idea. We'll know what's kind of going on
at that time. Give us some idea of where we're headed. What is real, and I know it's irritating to the city citizens down there, is we've had meetings on this, and we've appropriated money and everything. That's been over a month ago. We've tried to get things done, and it doesn't get done. Everybody uses the word that that's government for you, but I don't want it to be government for you anymore. I want us to get something done.
All right. You listen to country music much? You ever heard a song that... Hank Jr., he's got a line in it about, I'll take your money, I'll make your movie. I'll make your movie. If they got money to spend, we'll spend that money, we'll show you the results for it. So, that fair enough?
Anybody else have anything to add? Tom?
Thank you, gentlemen. I've lived down the Rockaway for 30 years now. A lot of people know me. I'm pretty boisterous on things that go on down there. Over the past several years, we've had problems with that plant to the point where you can't stand it. Now, for the past year, it's been the worst. I mean, it stunk so bad, it made me sick. And the complaints went to Danny. Danny said he wouldn't live down there for 1 week longer until that thing was fixed. So he knows what it smells like. And when he got involved in it is when everybody started listening. John Suti helped us. But as far as the citizens of Rockaway Beach, the officials, they're complacent on every bit of this. They just come into office and they don't want to be bothered with it. They'd rather give it to you. Now, I don't know if that's the answer or not. I would think not, because we've been paying on the thing for so long. But I just hope that this thing is fixed now. I'm sick from it. I've been diagnosed with hydrogen sulfide from the hospital. And I've got medical bills from it. And I don't know where I'm going with this here. I'll be going to see another doctor next week, a neurologist. So I've paid my dues down here for Rockaway Beach trying to get the thing fixed, and I'm not going to do any more. I'm on the Central Committee of Taney County. I've had 8 years on it and been reelected for another four. So I have the Jasper Township. Rockaway Beach is in my district. So I'm very concerned about it. I've called everybody with this problem. I've told everybody about it. The only thing I didn't do is file any complaints on it. Because I'm a person that doesn't like filing complaints. I like to tell people and ask them if they'll fix it. Well, here I am 7 years later, sick. I believe this man's going to fix that plant. I truly believe it. We went through 7 or 8 different people down there working on that plant, saying that they would do it. They didn't do it. We went through the same thing year after year after year after year. It seems like it just backed up to what it was this year last time with hydrogen sulfide running through the neighborhood. Now, we've had people die down there, and I can't say it's exactly from that because I didn't pull the autopsy on them or nothing, but it was respiration what they died from. And I just don't think it's fair to them people down there to go through this. And your consideration is very much appreciated. Thank you, Danny.
I don't see a need to go into executive session. Did anybody have anything?
Do you want to go into executive session?
Yes, sir. You're saying yes?
Yeah.
Contract. All right. Is there a motion to go into executive session for section 610.1021.12?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Sandy Casey, aye.
Matt Bobby, aye.
Cass, aye.
James Graham, aye.
Nathan Easley, aye. Thank you all for coming.
No, all we have is sewer board may go into executive session. We don't have.
No, it's on our agenda. We can.
It's on our agenda. So if it's
this meeting with sewer board may go into executive pursuant to move to go into executive session pursuant to 610.0221 subsection 12.
Second.
All in favor?
Brandon, aye.
Danny, aye.
Mike, aye. Motion carries.
Wait, about 2 minutes recess.
2 minutes recess.